Living under a blockade in Yemen's third largest city, Taiz, is a burden Ahmed has been dealing with for years. The challenges are many. Visiting relatives who live beyond city limits is just one of them.
I live about 1 kilometer away from my family, but because of the blockade, I have to go through rough and dangerous roads. It takes me about 5 hours to get to my parents' house to see my mother and father.
Road closures have left thousands of people with limited access to medicine, proper medical services, and international aid. The blockade imposed by Houthi rebels in 2016 has essentially closed off the main routes that lead to the city, making an already dire humanitarian crisis worse. Protests demanding an end to the blockade have failed. A recent UN-brokered truce was extended in early June for 2 months. It's noticeably reduced tensions between Houthi rebels and the Saudi-led coalition. But the city remains closed, and its fragile economy is feeling the hit.
Road closures have led to a spike in the price of goods. Transporting costs with trucks is a serious problem. Drivers have to go through rugged terrain and distant roads. It's yet another added burden.
About 600,000 people live here. Isolation from the rest of the country and the world is taking its toll.
If a merchant orders 100 boxes of eggs, he can expect about 10 of them to be damaged because of the rough roads. So that automatically means extra costs. And then there's the money that must be paid at checkpoints.
For years, people living here have been shut out. Now they hope the truce will help change that. Katia Lopez-Olayan, Al Jazeera.